so. You remember what we were talking about last night?
No. What were we talking about?
Don't you know? Nicknames.
Well, let's don't talk about it tonight. I had plenty last night.
You remember you said you had a nickname?
I have. Everybody has one.
But you wouldn't tell me what yours was.
And don't think I am, either.
Why won't you tell me what it is?
Oh, for the simple reason that I won't.
Well, that's no reason.
It'll have to do.
Is it a nice nickname, Cecil?
No, it's Punk.
How long have you had it?
Oh, ever since I can remember.
And you won't tell me what it is?
I won't.
I'll bet I can guess.
And I'll just bet you $100 million that you can't.
Oh, Cecil, you haven't got that much money.
Well, I'll bet you 95 cents, then.
Is that all you've got?
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't be fair to take the money.
Don't worry. You couldn't. No one could guess my nickname.
Are you ashamed of it?
Yes.
Goodness, it must be terrible.
Oh, let's don't even talk about it.
I'll give you one more chance to tell me what it is.
Huh. You can give me a million chances and I won't.
I'll bet I can guess. Is it a common one?
No. I don't think anyone else has it.
You mind if I guess?
It won't do you any good. You're just wasting your time.
Is it, let's see,
Oh, you might as well give up.
Is it, Boss?
Huh?
Is it Boss?
How did you guess that?
Oh, is that it?
Yes, Boss. Sally, someone told you. Now, who told you? How'd you find out? You didn't guess just that. Who told you now?
Wait a minute, Cecil. Don't get excited.
You didn't guess that. No one knows my name is Boss.
Well, I do.
Now, tell me who told you. Oh, I'll break their neck.
Don't you wish you knew?
Sally, now, who told you? Please tell me. Oh, I'll kill them.
How do you know anyone told me?
Well, I must have, darn it. Oh, good grief. Oh.
Oh, don't get so mad. I like it. Hello, Boss.
Now, don't you call me Boss, Sally. I hate it.
Hello, Boss.
Wait till I catch a person that lets that out.
What makes you think that anyone told me?
You couldn't guess a name like Boss right off the bat. Now, who told you?
Why, Cecil, I think it's cute. It sounds like a football player. Boss Shortridge. Hello, Boss. How's your liver?
Please don't call me Boss, Sally.
Why?
Well, don't. That's all. Don't ever say it again.
Why, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing bad about it.
I know, but I can't explain. Don't you tell anyone.
I won't if you'll tell me why.
Well, I can't tell you why.
Why not, Boss?
Sally, if you dare to spread that around, if you breathe a word to anyone...
What will you do, Boss?
Don't call me Boss. I've been called Boss so much I'm sick of it.
It's no name to be ashamed of.
It is, too. You don't know anything about it.
Well, tell me about it. What does it mean?
I'd die before I'd tell you.
Well, of course, I don't want you to do that. Maybe I could guess.
If I thought that anybody knew, ye gods... Oh, gosh, Sally, promise me that you'll never say a word to anyone.
Why, Cecil, what are you blushing for?
You don't know the half of it. Promise me. Will you please, Sally?
I will if you'll tell me why. It doesn't sound bad, Boss.
Don't, Sally. Oh, it gives me the creeps every time I hear it.
I think I'll blackmail you, Cecil.
Sally, that's a mean trick. Please, let's change the subject.
Would you like to know how I found out that your name was Boss?
Yes. Just tell me who told you. I'll fix them.
No. This time you can't do anything to them.
You just think I won't. No matter how big he is, I'll fight him.
But it isn't a him, Cecil.
Huh? A girl told you? Why, no one knows.
Oh, it's not a girl that told me either.
Who did? I'll fix him.
You won't do anything. It was an accident. You know, after you left last night, your aunt phoned up here after you.
My aunt phoned over here? What did she want?
You.
What did she want with me?
Well, she was going to ask you to stop by the drugstore on your way home, but you'd already gone.
Did you ask her what my nickname was?
No, I didn't. Honest, I didn't say a word.
So it was Aunt Bess. Oh, why did she say anything? Oh, darn.
I went to the phone, and your aunt said, "Hello, is this Sally Smith?" She said, "Well, this is Cecil Shortridge's aunt." And I told her you'd just gone.
Well, how did you find out about Boz?
Well, it's really funny. She said, "Oh, goodness, I did so want to get a hold of Boz. And I said, who?
Oh, so she let the cat out of the bag. Wait till I get home. I won't speak to her.
Oh, yes, you will. Then she said, oh, you see, my pet name for Cecil is Boz. I always call him that. I have ever since he was a baby.
I know it. And as much as I plead and beg her, she only laughs and won't call me anything else. It makes me so darn mad.
Well, I think it's all right. There's nothing wrong with Boz.
Well, don't you ever repeat it. I'm glad you don't know how it started.
Oh, but Cecil, I do.
What?
Oh, yes, I know what it means.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, Sally, you don't.
Why, Cecil, I think it's cute.
Oh, why did Aunt Beth have to phone over here?
Because she wanted you.
Well, you had no right to ask her about my private life.
Oh, I'll keep it private, Cecil. I won't tell anyone.
You won't tell if you know what's good for you.
I asked her why she called you Boz. It sounded funny at first.
Well, let's don't talk about it, Sally. I don't want to.
But I want to tell you what she told me.
And I don't want to hear it.
Oh, Cecil, you're all burned up. What are you getting so red for?
No, Sally. As a special favor, don't say anything.
Well, maybe she told me the wrong thing.
Oh, gee, I hope so. What was it sort of about? Give me a hint.
Well, she said that when you were a little bitty baby...
Yes, I was very young. What else?
Well, she said that your parents had died and...
I don't remember that. What else? Oh, gosh, I'm afraid she told you the truth.
Well, she said that they had to raise you on a...
That's enough. I don't want to hear it.
Oh, Cecil, don't act so silly.
Goodbye, I'm going. I'll see you tomorrow at the store.
Cecil, if you don't stay, I'll tell everyone in town.
Oh, you couldn't be that mean, Sally.
Well, I want to know if this is it.
Oh, Sally, please. I've had to listen to Aunt Beth call me that ever since I can remember. Please don't.
She said that they had to raise you on a bottle, and that you were just crazy about your bottle, even after you learned to walk.
Oh, what did she have to spill the whole works for?
I can just see you, Cecil. Well, she said that you used to run around the house saying, I want my bottle, I want my bottle. And so they started calling you Boz. Was that right?
Yes.
Well, now I know all, Cecil. Your aunt still calls you Boz, doesn't she?
It wasn't my fault if I kind of wanted that old bottle and had to call it Bozzle. Oh, holy cow.
Cecil, will you tell me something?
I'm telling you this right now. If you ever dare to tell anyone why who calls me Boz, Well, you just dare to.
Cecil, I won't. But tell me, do you still drink your milk out of a bottle? Oh, Cecil, wait. What are you going for? Wait. I was just kidding. Oh, goodness, don't be so sensitive. Come on back.